Freak. What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Hey, everybody. I want to give a shout out to Anchor Group FM on Facebook. You know, I met, you know, a lot of people. They showed me some love to my page, to my channel, and, you know, just keep coming, and I appreciate it. Well, I want to first start off by saying this. My podcast is a little different. I don't know about everybody else's, but I'm like that type of person where I like to keep it 100. I'm not 100% professional. I may mess up on some words like I just did. I may say some things that's wrong. I may stutter a little bit, but that's me. You know, that's me keeping it real with myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to impress nobody. I just want people to listen to my channel who relates to things that I talk about, you know, and have a good dialogue, and people that want to listen to me, you know what I'm saying? So that's a little bit about me. So moving on, thank you for tuning in to Coco Red Daily Diary News. I want to talk about Aria Fletcher. She's an Instagram influencer. She's dating the rapper Moneybags, whatever his name is. And she did an interview recently on Instagram with some chick. I really don't know who she is, and I really don't care to know who she is because the interview was very ignorant. And, you know, it was speaking on her relationship with Moneybags about how she's maturing with him and she's used to being in toxic relationships, and which is true. She was dating some boxer not too long ago. Well, before she got with Moneybags, who dragged her ass up out of an event, you know what I'm saying? That, like, women, like, I don't know why women think that it's cool for a man to, if a man don't show his abusive side to you, that's not love, or that's not thug enough. Like, I don't get this new wave of, you know, you gotta be abusive and talk to me crazy to show me that you love me. Like, you know, a lot of women went through a lot of domestic violence and tried to, you know, y'all setting back the women's culture. You setting women back, strong black women back, with this nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So I just want you to hear a audio clip of her speaking on her toxic ways. And women feed into that, and they think, and I bet you any amount of money, you got a lot of young women from the ages of, I say, 16 to probably 35, maybe even older, 35, that think like this, and you're promoting negativity. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, you're saying that you're mature, but at the same time, you like toxic energy in your relationship. So I'm going to play a little bit of this clip.
How old is you? Like, grow the fuck up.
Oh, he do.
Yeah, he do that to me. Then he makes me be like, okay, let me, cause I used to pack my shit up. Like, bitch, I'm leaving you. Fuck you. Bro.
That's me.
Facebook in a flight. Really never booked a flight. Facebook in a flight. Like, call my manager. Like, bitch, book me a flight home. Fuck this nigga. Da-da. You know, call my mama. Throwing shit, breaking shit, biting. And then, like, now you gotta stop me from leaving. But I was never going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, you didn't talk to me.
Like, pull your gun out and show me, like, bitch, leave. Or I wish you would walk out the door.
She from the shine. She from the shine. She's from Chicago.
You already put your gun out. I'm gonna just sit down because I got a son. I'm not trying to die. I got a son. So I'm only staying because I got a son. I don't want you to shoot me.
That's the most Chicago shit I've ever heard in my life. That should be like under the Chicago flag. It should be just like that. Yeah. A Chicago love story.
A dumb story.
So,
You heard that dumb ass interview, right? She said that she like a man to pull a gun out on her and tell her sit your ass down and all this kind of stuff. And the only reason why she ain't leaving because she got a son and she don't want him to shoot her. She want to stay alive for her son. What kind of ignorant ass shit is that to say? You know what I'm saying? What kind of promoting of a woman are you? Like, you promote, what kind of mother are you to even say any shit like that? You know what I'm saying? That's not maturity. You're not maturing. You're not submissive. You're ignorant. You're an ignorant ass woman with money. And you think saying dumb ass shit. This is the generation of new women, the new wave of women that's in this Megan Thee Stallion. Cardi B used to be on some ignorant ass shit, but I feel like since she's been married, you know, she's matured a little bit, so she really don't be saying a lot of dumb shit. But this new wave of these young females, especially these influencers that be on Instagram and with these bodies and all this kind of stuff, listen, keep that dumb shit over there. That's what I'm saying. And you know, it's real women out here that's in situations like that, like where a man tells a woman, you sit your ass down, choking her. And right now, as we speak, right now, a woman could be going through a domestic situation as we speak right now, as I'm doing this podcast. You know what I'm saying? And you're promoting like that's cute. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to call the kettle black or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all go through our phases as women of what we like. Don't get me wrong. We don't want no weak ass man. Don't get me wrong. We don't want that. But we don't want I definitely don't want an abusive man. I want a man. You know what I'm saying? And you heard what she said. Do you apologize? No, I don't apologize. For what? I said we talking at. How you submissive if you can't even apologize when you wrong? See, this is what I'm saying. This money makes people feel like they can do whatever they want. But when that shit is gone, you're going to be a regular ass chick in the world with fake ass titties and fake ass and fake ass belly button, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. It's sad that we live in a world of this kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be elevating as people. We supposed to be elevating as women. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, we supposed to, when you get in a relationship with a person, you're supposed to make sure that that person is for you and you are for that person. You should be able to know, hey, this is what I want. Because when I met my husband, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. When I met my husband, I kept it 100 with him. I told him what I wanted. I told him what I was about. I told him what I needed from him, and I asked him straight up. Now, thank God he was an honest man. I asked him all the questions that I said. I got tired of playing games with niggas. I got tired of playing the guessing game. I got tired of catering to men, giving wifely benefits to niggas that didn't deserve it. I got tired of it, and I just said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a list. And I'm not a list. I'm talking about a mental list. I didn't sit down and write this shit out. I made a mental list in my head, and what I expect from him, and what I'm able to give to him, and what I was willing to give. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I got tired of dating and playing games and phone tagging. Where you at? What you doing? When you coming over? I got tired of dating guys that spent all day with their friends, and then at 2 and 3 o'clock in the night, you want to come knocking on my door. No, who the fuck? Like, I got tired of that life. So I went out, I prayed to the universe, I prayed to my creator, and I asked him for the man that I want, and thank God I got that. I didn't play no games. He matured me in ways that I needed to be matured in, and I matured him in ways that he needed to be matured in. And we've been together 18 years strong. I met him when he was 21 and I was 23, and we've been married ever since. So I ain't, you know, you do the math on that. 18 years. So I mean, it's like, you know, I don't get it. Like, it's like I said in my last podcast of Kevin Samuels, it seems like people are getting in relationships for the moment, getting married for the moment, not for the long haul. Marriage take work, relationships take work. Don't waste your years and time with people who don't want the same things that you don't want, or what you want, or whatever. Don't waste your time with people like that. You know what I'm saying? Like Kevin Samuels, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Kevin Samuels, he sheds lights on things that should be shedded light on. But I feel like this man can't tell nobody nothing about marriage, about... this is just my opinion. I don't think Kevin Samuels can tell anybody about marriage. Even though he's been married... He's not married now. He's not in a happy place. Now, don't get me wrong. Steve Harvey, I didn't like Steve Harvey because Steve Harvey cheated on his wife with the wife that he's with now. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. But he did. And it's the truth and I believe it. He cheated on his wife with the woman that he's with now. Now, Steve Harvey, so much is all this religious man and he met his soulmate and he loves her and he feels like he has the keys to the kingdom to tell men what to do and what not to do. And I can respect that. Even though he was a cheater, he cheated on his wife and he did some sneaky shit. At least I feel like I can respect that man a little bit more because he's happily married. So he can tell you another man how to have a successful, happy marriage. I'm not talking about his past. I'm talking about his now. So Kevin Samuels is some nigga that's in a suit that thinks he's all that. And like I said, when I see Kevin Samuels by himself strolling on Instagram or whatever he do on YouTube, walking in the street, he's by himself. He's not with a woman. He's not talking about a woman. And I feel like he has an agenda. I feel like he's trying to promote a gay agenda with black men. That's just my opinion. I'm thinking he's serving self-hate I think he's serving and teaching hatred towards black women. And that's just my opinion. And I may be wrong, but you know, I'm just speaking my piece. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, do he say things that are factual, that make sense? Yes, he does have some content that hits hits on points in life with people. Yes, he does hit the nail on the head. He really does. I mean, don't get me wrong. But then other times he tends to go into a part when he's doing too good, he has to go into a negative route. And I mean, yeah, I know the people that listen to Kevin Samuels, they listen to him, they know what I'm talking about. It is nothing that is new up under the sun, okay? So what I'm trying to say is this right here, young ladies, black women, whatever. I'm not, you know, excluding any other race, but I'm talking to my black women. We are the mothers of this earth. And what I mean by that is that we got to learn how to love ourselves. We ain't got, like, I'm just starting to see just like some, I mean, TikTok and Instagram is getting so outrageous with how women are berating themselves, shaking their ass all the goddamn time, just doing too much. And don't get me wrong, it's getting to the point where you see BBWs and different things, and I commend you with your confidence, but it's some of y'all motherfuckers that got too much confidence that don't need to be showing all that. And I just is real talk. And then you get upset when somebody say something negative to you, or you get upset and you crying. Like with Lizzo, I love Lizzo. I love her confidence. I love that she's embracing herself in a way where she loves herself supposedly. But then when she does that and then she gets all this backlash, she's on the internet crying about why I don't understand why people have so much hatred. You know, nobody wants to always see your big ass tooted up in the goddamn camera all the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see, every time I'm on TikTok or Instagram, I don't always want to see a woman shaking her ass or selling her sexual self. I don't want to see sex all the time. I don't want to see that. I'm glad that you can liberate yourself and all this kind of stuff, but I don't want to see it all the goddamn time. God damn. So because you big, you got to shake your big ass all the time to get views and get people to like you and stuff like that. You can't do nothing else to entertain people. That's all you got to do is shaking your big ass. But then when you do that and then you don't get the attention that you truly want, then you're upset. You got to understand. And I heard this one lady talking about how men be in her DMs like, oh, you big, you beautiful, I love you, and this and this and that, you a queen, you this and this and that. And then she said, but when she goes out in the real world, don't nobody give her that kind of energy like they do on DMs and on internet. Let me tell you what the internet has done. It's gotten to the point that people don't even want to conversate with you. Men have gotten to the point where women have fucked up men. I'm gonna say it like this: women have messed it up so bad for men to come and talk to you. I mean, don't get me wrong, you don't want anybody coming up and talking to you, but to the point where a lot of men's confidence is fucked up now because they don't know how to come to you because they like, damn, how I'm gonna come to her. Like, I've heard my cousin even say men have come up to her and just start off like, yeah, I got 5 stacks, I got this, I got a car, I got this business, and I got a house up, you know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta start off with their finances before they even get to the conversation, and then once they get past the finances, then they wanna jump right into the sexual because they feel like, okay, that's what it's about. It ain't even about getting to know you no more. Brothers don't even gotta lie no more. They just get straight to it. And the only reason why they like that, because women get straight to it. What you got to offer? You got videos of young women on Smash or Pass. You got young women, I'm talking about like 17, 18, 19, maybe 21, 22, going to each man and be like, oh, I'll smash you. You fine. I'll smash you. You cute. I'll smash you. And then you got a man that does the same thing, but with the men are worse than the women because they'll tell you straight in your face, oh, I don't like dark-skinned women. I pass. They getting disrespectful. And I be seeing these women, they face look all, they like, they mouth drop. You know what I'm saying? So this is the era that we live in, that when we disrespecting each other, it ain't even about trying to find a connection. It's about disrespect. Who can out disrespect the person? But you know what? I'm talked too much in my podcast. 16 minutes. I usually try to do a 10 minute, at least 10 minutes. I'm going to sign off because I'm getting like really amped up and I can just go and go on with stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do a podcast with me, leave a message and I'll get back to you. Happy holidays, and everybody stay blessed and stay safe out there. Stay safe. Peace. Hey everybody, this is Coco Red. In this episode, I speak on Aria Fletcher, the Instagram influencer, and money bags and toxic relationships, and how it's affecting the new age wave of women of today. Stay tuned. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News.